And over the next few months, we're airing an ongoing series about the governor's race called Voting Block, in collaboration with several other news outlets that serve New Jersey. The series will look at the issues facing the state by focusing on how they're affecting one town. WHYY's Joe Hernandez brings us the first installment in the series with an intro to the small town of Paulsboro in Gloucester County.
Gary Stevenson's basement is wall-to-wall neon beer signs. There's a 1957 jukebox that holds 200 records at a time, which he fires up. If there were a Paulsboro History Museum, Stevenson's basement would be it. He's got the desk of Paulsboro's first mayor and plenty more.
Got church pews down here. The church was getting ready. I cleaned out their place. Chest from 1850. The wheelchair the mayor got put in over there. So
Stevenson is a lifelong resident of Paulsboro, and he's got two jobs, funeral director and mayor.
I can marry you and bury you. And I've done that quite a few times on the same day.
Although Stevenson is trying to preserve Paulsboro's past in his basement, he spends most of his time thinking about the town's future. Paulsboro is a two-square-mile town of 6,000 people. It sits on the Delaware River, due east of the Philadelphia Airport. Historically, it's an industrial town of blue-collar workers that relies on factory jobs. But as refineries have closed or downsized here, Paulsboro has seen good-paying jobs disappear and residents move away. Stevenson, who became mayor last year, inherited many of the consequences of this economic shrinking. He says amid the exodus of homeowners and an influx of renters, previous administrations did nothing.
Me personally, and I may offend a few people, I think they let the rental industry get way out of hand. I think they let the code enforcement get way out. It wasn't enforced as fully as I believe it should have been. And, it's the old broken window theory. This house has a broken window, deteriorates, well, affects the next house, and next affects the next house.
Stevenson is working on a housing initiative to tear down or rehab many of the dilapidated or abandoned homes in Paulsboro. But that is hardly the only issue facing the tight-knit working-class town.
Police say gunfire erupted just before midnight at a house near West Broad and Pine Streets in Paulsboro, Gloucester County. The man was pronounced...
Violent crime is also a big concern here. The town has had a couple murders in as many years. At a recent public meeting in Paulsboro, residents worried that young people and out-of-towners were becoming more rowdy and violent than ever.
I'm afraid the next time it's going to be one of our babies. I appreciate the police. I most definitely do. I come from a family of law enforcement. I respect you guys. But I'm telling you now, get something done or all your positive is going straight to a negative, and it's going to go this summer.
That was Krista Cooper, a lifelong resident of Paulsboro.
Hi, how are you?
I caught up with her at her home on Buck Street, where she told me that lately the small town is on edge.
Things have gotten worse here in the last 3-4 years. Things have gotten to where it's entirely too much. And then last year, it's gotten to be unbearable. In the last month, it is just what on earth is going on.
A recent street fight outside her home made headlines when a few cops trying to break it up were assaulted by bystanders. Police officials say crime statistics actually are stable, but Paulsboro Neighborhood Watch President Barry Corradetti says crime has always been an issue.
You know, we kind of have the blue-collar area town, the suburban area, but yet in parts of our town we have more of an urban area, you know. So if you look at a city like Camden, you know, we kind of reflect that on a much smaller scale, but we have those same issues.
Just this week, the Paulsboro Police Department received a community policing award from the state attorney general. On top of vacant housing and violent crime, there's a third major issue, school funding, a perennial issue in New Jersey. Towns and cities across the state have struggled for years as education costs have increased, but state budgets aren't keeping pace. Plus, property tax relief is often cut first when budgets get tight. Paulsboro has received flat funding from the state for 7 years, even as its homeless and special education populations have gone up, which adds to the district's costs. This year, those costs grew too large. A plan to outsource aides and custodians and lay off teachers was met with anger at a school board meeting earlier this month. The district saved the aides and custodians by switching them to a cheaper health plan, but they cut 6 teachers, 3 administrators, and a secretary. Paulsboro is by no means all bad news. The town is getting its first supermarket in years. A Paulsboro High School graduate just got picked up in the NFL draft by the Houston Texans. High school sports, especially football and wrestling, are huge here. And the port of Paulsboro recently opened, bringing some work back to a town that has lost refinery jobs. But on those 3 major issues, housing, crime, and schools, Paulsboro seems to be reaching a tipping point. The problems are getting bigger while resources are drying up, which is why Paulsboro and other small towns like it are paying close attention to the governor's race this year. They feel forgotten by Trenton and want to know what the next governor will do for them. Mayor Gary Stevenson.
Do I get upset when I see Camden getting $10, $15, $20 million to rehab neighborhoods and I get nothing? You're darn right I do. I mean, I think they need to spread that wealth around a little better to the smaller towns and not just concentrate on the big cities.
Paulsboro is a Democratic town. 4 years ago, voters here chose Barbara Buono over Governor Christie. But resident Krista Cooper says she's looking less at party affiliation and more at where state lawmakers decide to spend taxpayer money.
And the politics are most definitely going to have to take this small town into consideration, so that we don't turn into a city with even bigger problems. There are small little towns that are suffering big time because of cuts that start in our government.
We'll be checking in with voters in Paulsboro from now through the November election. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.